Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the Bullet Wounds and Stretch Marks podcast. I am your host, Ivy. Most of you know me as Ivy anyway, so that's what we're sticking with. That's what works. Episode one feels good, guys. Feeling confident, making moves, getting things accomplished. It's a good feeling. Figured I would just get my boots on the pavement this morning. It has been an absolute journey, guys, getting the ideas I have translated in my noggin to actual tangible creations. So nothing better than OJT, right? So my announcements. I have received confirmation on not one, but two of my guest hosts. So yay. Everything's going on track. One day I will have one of those awesome soundboards for applause and cheers, but today it's just not that day, guys. I've been contacting some legions and VFWs in the San Diego area to set up recording locations. And once that's done, we are cooking with fire. So Shablalo, share, subscribe, like, follow so you can get those updates. But the first guest host episode will be released on October 11th, come hell or high water. So Shablalo, so you don't ever miss anything. I'm going to release a few of these solo episodes probably just so I can make sure that I'm giving you guys the best product you can possibly get. I'm working at full capacity. I've got all the bugs kicked out, and that way we can appear somewhat professional here while we just shoot the shit. But mainly, I just want you guys to enjoy the end results. So any comments, suggestions, and insights, those are always welcome. And I will always try to reply to them in a timely manner. So don't be hesitant to reach out to me, okay? So episode one, introduction. So trying to convey what this website or what this podcast is, I've mocked up volumes of times over the past few weeks. It's been a few years of just kind of getting to this place where I have an idea of what I really want it to look like. So after all of that time and all of that effort and all of that overthinking, thankfully for myself and for you, my KISS filter, you know, the keep it simple stupid, that kicked in last night and it has saved the day. So for this introductory episode, the capstone by which we will move forward, I'm just going to go over what and the why. So this podcast, featuring myself as your main host, coming back again and again for more, and a veteran guest host, it's going to be for all, this is for all types of veterans, not just female veterans, not just Navy veterans, not just veterans that meet my specific, you know, population, but for all of us, because we are all veterans. But we're just going to have conversations that you get to listen in on. That's it. No political chit-chat, no crusades or change or awareness. We're freaking tired, man. We are exhausted. We've been fighting enough. We just want to sit down, shoot the shit. There we go. So always cathartic. Always cathartic experience of being surrounded by conversation that promises nothing but to be at the very least entertaining, something you can just sit back and listen to. So there's the what. If you're looking for why do I want to subscribe to this? Why do I want to listen to this? What, you going to listen to somebody else wax poetic about day-to-day life that doesn't really see things through that scope? Cool. Knock yourself out. If you want to see things and effects and experiences of veterans just like you, or just like your buddy that you used to hang out with all the time, or your crew's friends, or your battle buddies, or, you know, your roommates if it's Air Force, hey. But that's the what, all right? Now the why. So I have some life mysteries, guys, to discover. And this is the only way. It is the only way. Nobody makes movies about the Phantom Shitter. There's no movie trailer with epic music that exposes the who shit in the shower. Who did it, guys? Who? Because unless they got caught, you still don't know. And if you're a veteran and you have not experienced the Phantom Shitter, you know someone who has. And you know that it keeps them up at night. It keeps them up at night. They want to know who. Who in their right mind thought that that was a good idea? Things like that. While there's a plethora of podcasts and documentaries about our nation's heroes, as there should be. You know, hey, we all like to have a little bit of a light shone on what our experience was like. Nobody covers the real important things, the things that veterans just think about all day long. What it is to be a veteran, that level of expectation, which the civilian world needs to curb a little bit, because we need to figure out the why. And I mean this in the most respectful and accepting way. Why is it that every Filipino service member I have ever met must work with early 90s R&B music playing at full blast in their workspace? I mean, is it cultural? Is it only after they join? Is there one station that they can all agree on and it's got to be Jodeci? I don't get it. I don't understand, but I need to know. And the only way that we can really get down to the brass tacks of what has made our service members experience what it is by these deep dives, guys. That's what it is. So whether it is tragic or comedic, when I sit down with my fellow veterans, I never feel alone. I always feel like I'm just sitting with a member of my extended family, because the one thing, that one resource that we have as veterans is that our stories keep us from being cynical about everyday life in the civilian world. Because we know we've been through harder. We know we've been through worse, or we know someone else who has. That's what got us through the tough times of our service. We leaned on the people who led us, or our mentors, or the shitbag that we didn't really want to be like. So we just kind of hung out with them, but, you know, kept them at a distance so that we just had a gauge of, okay, at least I'm not that guy. At least I'm not. And if you didn't do that, well, maybe you were that guy. I don't know what to tell you, man. I don't know your life. But hey, maybe you can listen and you can kind of come to terms with your experience and see that, oh, I'm not the only one that experienced that particular situation. Because trust me when I tell you, we've all seen a gradient level of the same stuff. Because when you're in the military, the whole goal is to make you all one organism. There's no individuality. So that's the perk of being a veteran. Now we get to be individuals. Now we get to share our experience and not make it about someone feeling a particular way for us or about us, but at least just seeing us and at least hearing us, you know? At least we can have this time together to giggle and laugh and have a hoo-ha and a ha-ha and a yuck-yuck about the same stuff that we had. Because I have yet to see a podcast, a website, anything in social media that really represents the military veteran population that doesn't give me a weird, icky feeling about, oh, you're just trying to shine a light on this or that. I don't need a light shone on anything. I don't. But what I do want, I want to have some conversations. I want to be entertained. So that's what we're doing here. So our stories keep us from being cynical. You know, that's what happens. So I hope this podcast does that for you guys. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. But hey, you got to try. What's it going to hurt? You have about a 20-minute drive to and from work if you go to work. You've got 30, 45 minutes here and there to spare. Why not just blast some salty, crusty old veterans talking about the Phantom Shitter? And maybe we will have a interview where we expose one and find out exactly why. How does one actually shit on an I-beam in a ship? These are the questions, guys. These are the questions that we need to uncover here. So I hope that introduction to what you're going to experience here kind of gives you a better idea of what you're really signing up for. So the shablaloing, subscribe, share, like, follow, all that fun stuff. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this intro episode. It's very short, But mark your calendars, because sit down, have a brewski or a preferred beverage, and settle in to hear my first guest host on October 11th. And updates will be up on all of the social medias, and I will be getting ready to at least entertain you. Have a great day, and I hope that you all enjoy the show.